Welcome to Teidorigawa Bookmakers at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Recently, what have I been doing? First, I made three books, all A6 in size, which are one quarter the size of A4, which is approximately a letter size piece of paper if you're from America and unfamiliar with paper in the rest of the world. One is a notebook in which the right page is lined, so you can write, and the left side has both blank for drawings and information about the city. That's one. The other A6 size book is a blank, completely blank. It's called The Notebook. It's got 80 pages. All the pages are numbered, so you can figure out where you are without looking too much. And it is also A6, as I said, 80 pages and useful for drawing because it opens quite nicely. You can open all the way to 90 degrees, 180 degrees if you look at it one way. Anyway, that's what I've been doing, making books on that. And what else have I been doing? Strangely enough, rather than make a book, I'm writing a book. I just finished a book, a novel of about 120 pages. It's got 7 short stories about people living in the Tokyo area. And it's sort of like Shortcuts by Robert Altman. Person A walks along or does something and sees or bumps into or notices person B. They don't talk. And then person B is the main character of the next short story. And that encounter, small as it is included in person B's story too. And there are 7 short stories. 2 are terror, fear, horror stories with strange things going on, perhaps in the mind of the main character, perhaps not. 4 are basically love stories, although one of them has some violence in it, and during the violence or after the violence takes place in a coffee shop, the manager of the coffee shop meets the fireman who comes to save the day. And then one is both. One has both terror and love in it. It's a novel you can read each. It doesn't have to be read in order. You can read it any order you want. You'll see the connection between the stories if you are a careful reader. So I have just finished that about a week ago, and now I'm waiting for it to improve itself before I look at it. And now the third thing I've been doing is making a textbook. I don't know if I'm going to make the textbook. I made a sample chapter, and I'm going to talk maybe with someone who is going to look at the textbook and perhaps think about buying it or having me finish it. Hopefully they'll have me finish it, and then I will have 2 textbooks related to the medical field. One for medical students, which is working out quite nicely. It's only, gosh, it's not very many pages, but it's got a lot of activities for the students to do. So the teacher doesn't do all that much, but the students do a lot of work. And the other one is for pharmacists, which hopefully will be approved, or if not approved, then I can go back to making books. I hope it's approved because I'm kind of enjoying learning more about pharmacy, learning more about drugs. Huh. For a person who lived through the 60s, learning more about drugs. Well, life has its quirks, does it not? Anyway, here comes your drama. Please listen, please enjoy, and thanks for dropping by.
I'm thinking of going on a road trip, maybe for about 3 or 4 months. Start where I am, go east or west, go east or north or south, and make books here and there and sell them at fairs. Basically a long summer vacation, 4 months. But first, I think I need a truck or a van or a camper. Hey, Teidorigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I need a book printed up in put together in a nice little fashion so I can sell it, because I want to make some money selling my book.
Well, you came to the right place. I am a bookmaker. What do you have in mind?
Well, I have a book. I've written a book. It's about 10 pages, but it's very interesting, and it's packed full of adventure and excitement and love and kissy stuff, and I hope you can make it into a book, and I'd like to sell it, because I'm going to be traveling around selling it at book fairs, and I hope I make a lot of money.
10 pages is not a very large book, you know.
I know, but it's only part one of a trilogy. The trilogy has 100 parts.
So you've written a 1,000-page book that you're going to sell 10 pages at a time.
Is that a bad idea, or do you think it'll work?
If people buy it, it's a good idea. If people don't buy it, it's a bad idea. Does each chapter end with like a cliffhanger and they want to know what's going to happen next?
A cliffhanger? That would have been a good idea. No, it's 10 pages is one chapter, and one chapter is beginning, middle, and end.
Why would they buy the second chapter if the first chapter ends?
Oh, can I call you back?
Sure thing. Making books and selling them at a book fair. Maybe this is not as good as I thought. I'll have to do more investigation.